We're starting in Spain, where 95 people have been killed and dozens of people are still missing after monumental rain and huge floods swept the eastern province of Valencia. Bridges swept away, rivers, banks burst, streets suddenly turned into giant streams, people clinging to trees and climbing on roofs, a year's worth of rain in 8 hours. And Spain is bracing for more heavy rain. This man told the BBC it was a living hell.
I work at a gas station, and it was like a river came through. The doors were torn away, and I spent the night there, surrounded by water that was 2 meters deep. I stayed on the top of a shelf. It was the only one left, because the rest of the gas station had disappeared. I spent the whole night trapped there. It was a living hell.
Let's go to Valencia and speak to Eugene Costello, a journalist based there. Eugene, good morning.
Morning, Gavin. Hi.
What's the latest on how many people have died and are still missing?
Well, the latest figure that came in around about 6 or 7pm last night was 92 of whom were in Valencia, in the Valencian community. A couple more in Castilla-Mancha and one in Malaga. Now, we expect that figure to rise because dozens are still missing. And also the blame game has now started. The leader of the Valencian government, I should explain that Spain is a federation with regional governments, so they argue that he is responsible for the response. And apparently he put out a tweet on Tuesday lunchtime predicting that the storm would pass by 6pm, whereas in fact that's when the worst and most devastating part of the storm hit. He has now deleted that tweet, but as I say, the blame game is beginning to start about the lack of preparedness and the inadequate response.
Yes, tell us more about that. This is the deadliest flood to hit Spain in more than 3 decades. Are you saying Valencia was not as prepared as it could be?
Well, the local government put out a civil protection alert at 8pm on Tuesday night. The local leader, the local president of the regional government, had put out a tweet at 1pm that day predicting the storm would pass by 6pm. As I say, he's now deleted that tweet, but it does signify a complacency. As you point out, worst storm in 3 or 4 decades, and one of the third worst in a century. So it does seem staggering that they were so ill-prepared. And what we've seen now is really heartbreaking stories. There is a small town called Paiporta, which is a few miles south of Valencia. And the rivers burst their banks, a bridge was washed away, and local people have reported really sad stories, such as a chap whose wife was washed away with her 3-month-old baby and was on top of the roof of a car. She last used her phone at 8:50pm, asking a friend to please look after her other 3 children. That poor lady and her baby did not make it. They were found dead. So lots of heartbreaking stories like that.
Give us a sense of the scope of this flooding and how much ground is still flooded, Eugene.
Well, the Valencian community is quite large. It's about the size of Wales, to give you an idea. I mean, it's a large regional community. Now, it's something of a floodplain. There's a number of factors, I think. It's very agricultural, so heavy crop use with irrigation and all the rest of it. It's naturally a floodplain, and also a lot of development that's happened in recent decades. They've used cement and concrete, which means that it's waterproof. I mean, water does not drain, it just bounces off. So when there is heavy rain like that, it does lead to flash floods. And Valencia is very sensitive about floods. There was a big one in 1957 that left 81 people dead, as a result of which the main river through Valencia was diverted and the riverbed turned into a beautiful parkland. but it's something that's very much at the core of people's thinking.
There has been a severe weather warning in place in another part of Spain, so is there more heavy rain to come?
Well, I think the storm is predicted by IAMET, which is the national weather agency, is predicted to move northwards towards Catalonia in the northeast of the country and also to the southwest around Cardiff. But they are not expecting it to be as severe as what we saw on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we had 500 millimetres of rain in 8 hours, and 160 millimetres of that downpour happened in just 1 hour. That's the equivalent of a year's worth of rain in 8 hours.
And this is devastating for Spain, Eugene.
It is, and they are now going to have to rebuild infrastructure. I mean, there are towns in and around Valencia that have been absolutely devastated. Streets were turned into rivers. There are piled up cars on their roofs and sides, and it's just absolute chaos. And they're going to have to begin to rebuild. Pedro Sanchez has said, the Prime Minister, I should say, of central government, has said that Spain stands ready to support whatever needs to be done. And Ursula von der Leyen for the EU has said Europe is here to help and says funds will be made available. But a lot of rebuilding will need to happen.
Eugene Costello in Valencia in southern Spain, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.